Maybe you showed up and you didn't bring the right tool to perform the job you needed to, or maybe you rocked up and you dressed casually when it was a formal, or maybe you're in a costume when it wasn't a dress-up party, and maybe you just felt a little bit embarrassed. Maybe people were looking at you and they're like, does this person even know what's going on? Do they know what they're doing here, sort of thing? Maybe they felt like you weren't in the right place. And as I mentioned, May Missions Month, we're talking about this theme of being alongsiders. Being an alongsider means listening. It means showing hospitality, bringing peace, and humbly sharing the good news of Jesus. It means seeking the Spirit's leading and loving the people that God has put around us in this world, as well as also loving the world and caring for it. Being an alongsider means that we are sharing God's love in genuine activities that we do, in relevant ways, and also, like we've seen from some of the missions that David has shared about, is partnering with other people together to do that well, not just locally, but globally as well. And throughout the month, we're going to be looking at different aspects that we need here in Australia as followers of Jesus to be great alongsiders. And the first thing that we need to be great alongsiders is we need to be prepared. I know how important it is to be prepared. I can think back in particular time when I was actually meeting Shamila's family for the first time. As you all know, Shamila's family are from Singapore, very different culture from here in Australia. And so it was a very daunting thing for me to go over, fly over all by myself for the first time and meet her family. And so there were some particular things that I did to make sure I was prepared. One of the ones, you might not know this about me, but I actually couldn't eat spicy food. Like sweet chili sauce would make me cry. That's how weak I was. And so from meeting Shamila, there was a period of training where she was cooking slowly more and more spicy food. If you've seen any sort of Indian movies or anything like that, and even more Hollywood movies nowadays, another thing that you notice, they're very big on dance. Dancing is very important in their culture, and so an Australian man coming in, I had to learn, and thankfully I did learn how to do a bit of dancing before I met Shamila's family. And just, I couldn't imagine now, like, if I hadn't prepared, the way things might have turned out, maybe what my future would have looked like at all. And so I knew how important it was to be prepared. And I'm sure there's some of you here this morning as well who also know how important it is to be prepared. Maybe it's a test coming up, a driver's license, or you've got exams coming up. What do? You study, you practice, you get a tutor. Maybe if you're into sports, you don't just wake up one morning and go, oh, I'm going to play baseball or I'm going to play golf. No, you start by practicing, you start by training, you get a coach maybe of your team who helps you out. If you're cooking a new dish, you've got people coming over. You don't just cook it for them once. You practice with the guinea pigs at home, the children, your husband or your wife, whoever it might be. You look at different recipes, you find the best one. Or maybe marriage, pre-marriage counselling, doing things together. You talk about the future. Even retirement, you consider about saving. You consider about investments, about what are the wisest choices for me to make so I'm prepared. But why is it so important? Well, it's important because these things that I've mentioned, these things are important to us. We prepare for them because we want to show people that we actually care about these things that are happening, that we see down the road, that we value them, that we are confident in them, and that's why we prepare. So how do we do this as Christians, though, is the question for us today. How do we prepare for God's mission, in particular, of being alongsiders? How do we show the world or people that it's important to us, this mission that God has called us on, that we value it, that we have confidence in following the mission that God has given us? How do we do it? Well, we prepare by being people of prayer. We can follow Jesus' example that he gave us of preparing through prayer before stepping out. In Mark chapter 1, Jesus shows us that prayer actually empowers us for mission. In Mark 1, verses 35 to 39, it says, "Before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. Later, Simon and the others went out to find him. When they found him, they said, 'Everyone is looking for you.' But Jesus replied, 'We must go on to other towns as well, and I'll preach to them too. That is why I came.' So he traveled throughout the regions of Galilee, preaching in synagogues and casting out demons." As we've already seen from the children's talk as well, but Jesus knew that it was even important for him to be praying. If you've read any of Jesus' ministry, you'll see throughout his ministry, there's periods of time that Jesus devotes to prayer. And often these times that he spends drawing closer and praying to his Heavenly Father are just before significant things that happen in his ministry, whether it's doing miracles or whether it's healing sick people, or whether in our example this morning, it's a change of location that he's going to minister into a new area for the gospel. Jesus saw that prayer was a powerful practice for any believer to have. He saw it important to his ministry here on earth. And if he saw it important, how much more important should we see it? Prayer empowers us to be better alongsiders, to help us to open our hearts to what God is doing, or maybe what it helps us create space to be able to listen to what God wants us to do, where he might be leading us, or what he's trying to say to us in the situations that we're in right now. And what's funny is the more time we spend with God in prayer, the thing is that we become more like him. And when we become more like him, we will be more confident in stepping out in the mission that he has called us to. In as simple as coming alongside someone who's in our community, in our social context. So prayer, firstly, it empowers us for mission. In Colossians chapter 4, Paul also shows us that prayer actually opens doors for the gospel. In Colossians 4, verses 2 to 6, Paul writes this. He writes, "Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Pray for us too, that God will give us many opportunities to speak about his mysterious plan concerning Christ. That is why I am here in chains. Pray that I will proclaim this message as clearly as I should. Live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone." Paul is one person who experienced prayer opening doors for the gospel in his life many times. And sometimes these doors that were opened probably weren't the ones that Paul wanted to step through. Even in this instance of the verses that we've just read, Paul was writing while imprisoned. A door that, I mean, many of us wouldn't want to open ourselves, and I'm sure he himself didn't either. But what is so powerful in these verses here is that because of Paul's devotion to prayer, even though he was currently imprisoned, he probably wasn't in the best mindset, he was able to remain humble. He was able to remain bold. He was able to remain confident in what God had called him to do, sharing the gospel message. And on top of that, not only was he able to do that, Paul was able to also continue to encourage others, continue to encourage others to keep praying that they would be able to share the gospel message clearly with anyone that they would also be coming alongside. So we've seen that prayer empowers us for mission. We've also seen that prayer opens doors for the gospel. But one thing that I just want to sort of just take a moment to focus on as well is because often we sort of find ourselves at two different ends. One end is that we like to do, and we forget about praying. And the other end is we just sit and we pray, and we never ever do anything either. But the reality is that prayer has never been designed to be a standalone activity. Prayer that moves the hearts and that God listens to is always accompanied by humility, repentance, and most importantly, godly actions, seeking after his will in the situation that we're in. It's not either or, but it's in the middle. So then how do we be people of prayer? So we've heard a little bit about the mission work that is going on with Company of Grace and Wings of Life, and it's been so encouraging to see that something that started as one person's calling from God has then expanded and people have prepared and then gone out into bigger mission, and that continues. And the same is here for us today. I'm sure there's many of you here this morning that have considered, what is God calling me to do? Is God leading me to do this in my workplace? Is God leading me to do this in my family? Does God want me to go overseas to do mission? Does he want me to travel interstate to do mission? Does he want me to come alongside homeless people in the city? What is it that God is calling me to do? And we get a sense where he might be leading or directing us. And so what we need to do is we need to follow Jesus' example. We need to step back at times. It could be easy to get all excited and want to rush out and do what we sense God is calling us to. But it's clear from Jesus' examples that it is so important to take time to prepare ourselves by praying, by spending time with God, to allow us to get ready so that when we come to that point of stepping out into our social group or stepping out into missions overseas, that we won't be doing it in our own strength, but we'll be doing it confidently, humbly, and clearly, knowing that God has showed us and empowered us to do the things that he has called us to. And I just wanted to share an example of this that actually comes from Baptist Mission Australia. And they have intercultural teams that are all over the world. And in particular, this is a story from a group called, or a family called Liz and Glenn, who are in Thailand. And they wrote in just an encouraging story about preparing through prayer. And so Liz writes, and they're ministering over in Taiwan. They've opened up an English learning language centre, which has been a wonderful experience for them. And she says, "We're very excited to see how God is working in that space. Glenn and I have opened our home, backyard and the school, and we are loving having people come. But we felt a leading by God not to rely on this. That while an open home was great, we also needed to be looking for more opportunities to cross the street. And, as we see, after praying about what this could look like, we were excited when an opportunity arose to start an English/Thai exchange class in our local general store/nursery. What happened was, Auntie Nu asked if I would be willing to teach her English. She asked how much I charged per hour, and when I told her that I would be willing to teach her for free, she seemed a little taken back. So I suggested that if I taught her English for an hour, she could tell me stories in Thai afterwards that would help me with my Thai. She seemed pleased with that idea. Then, because it wasn't actually going to cost her anything, She asked if I would be willing to come and do it in her store, and if I would be okay if she invited others. Being in the general store, I also got to introduce myself and meet a handful of locals that I'd never met. A perfect answer to our prayers. On a second meeting, at the end of our class, the women started asking questions about my family. They wanted to know why I was so kind and happy to teach them for free, and why my husband was so happy and nice to everyone. And I was able to take the opportunity to share with them that Glenn was kind because he loved Jesus. A perfect example here of someone doing mission, already following God's calling for their life, but sensing that God was leading to something on top of what they were already doing, something new. And they didn't just step out in their own strength and know that, oh, God's provided in the past, so I'll just go ahead and do what I feel like he's calling me. No, they took the time, they stepped back, and they prepared through prayer. And we see that God was able to help them to confidently step out into what he was calling them. So just as we draw to an end, just a few questions for us to think about as we continue into this Alongsiders series this month and continue looking at different areas of our lives, maybe opportunity for mission interstate, internationally, that God might be drawing you to, or ministering to your neighbour. What does it look like to prepare before you step out? What does that look like in your life personally? Or as we've been talking about being people of prayer, what is one thing that you can do this week that will help you to spend more time in prayer? And finally, how can we be better alongsiders with the people in our lives? How can we better come alongside those that don't know the gospel message, those that have never experienced the love of Jesus? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, may our intimacy with you empower us for service and mission. Jesus, we just ask that you would open up the powers of the Holy Spirit, that you would assist the integrity of our life and witness, that you would keep us focused on Jesus and humble, that you would just encourage our passion for God and the gospel, that you would help us achieve personal and community breakthroughs and victories here at Lighthouse, in our region around us, Lord. That you would enable us to just hear more clearly from God and to be able to discern what he's doing in us, what he's doing in our community and the world around us, Lord. And ultimately, Lord, I just pray that you would continue to just teach us to pray, that our prayers to you would open doors for the gospel. Lord, we just pray that you would change our lives, that you would change our communities. And change our lives so that we would be bolder believers, that we'd be humbler followers, and that we would be more courageous proclaimers of the gospel. Lord, we just pray that you would change our communities as the power of God is able to bring healing, repentance, and openness to those who do not know you yet, Lord. And so, Lord, we just pray as we continue to focus this month on our May mission theme that you would make us alongsiders who are prepared through prayer to go out for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.